Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Don Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, August 16th, 1950, hundreds of Barbadians converged on the streets of Bridgetown for what the advocate described as a victory procession. To mark the West Indies' victory over England at Kennington Oval in London. The victory, which secured the first series win over England, was by a margin of an innings and 56 runs. Cricket fans had assembled by radio distribution, then located on Trafalgar Square, to follow the last segment of the game. And when the last English wicket fell at around 12:20 p.m., there was spontaneous rejoicing, with Barbadian John Goddard as captain of the West Indies team, quite appropriately. C.F. Harrison's and Company Limited, owned by J.N. Goddard and Sons, was the first to hoist flags. Not to be outdone, the Costa and Company displayed flags and buntings on their building. Boisey Ford, skipper of the lighter Betty, proceeded to string up flags across the crane involved in the loading of the lighters. The advocate reported that the inevitable steel band soon made its appearance, and pennies rained down on the upraised hat of the band's financial staff. As huge crowds assembled, Calypsonian the Mighty Charmer, who had composed a song after the West Indies' victory in the third test, sang as the procession moved along Broad Street. The chorus went like this: "Teach them how to play, West Indians. Beat them every day, West Indians. Now we beat the Englishmen. We want a shy at the Australians." The crowds brought traffic to a standstill in the city, with police officers hard-pressed to clear the road. Further away in Spicetown and Whole Town, there was also merriment, with local pubs, according to the advocate, doing a roaring trade. However, the more jubilant celebration occurred in the city, as people sang, danced, and toasted to the first West Indies series victory over England on this day, Wednesday, August 16th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.